All right, back like I promised. Back like I promised, y'all. All right, man. We got some stuff to talk about. Got some crazy stuff to talk about. Crazy stuff, man. Oh, let me just get this correct real quick before I go in. Salute to everybody on this check-in on the live, man, that catches the second live. Y'all part of the two live crew. They said they couldn't see the video, the review I did last night on Patreon. I fixed it. I messed up. My bad. You know what I'm saying? I fixed it, though. You know what I'm saying? So, I got that handle, man. Salute to y'all. Everybody on the Patreon, man. Appreciate y'all. So we got some stuff to talk about. Let me shout some of y'all out in the chat. My man Guest 187 in the building. Seam, Eric Terenz, DJ, what's popping? What up, fam? What's going on? Epiphany. Said peace, Jay. What's going on? Artifact. Name on the check. What up? Jasmine. Yeah, she said, yeah, I caught a live. Salute to everybody. First time here, man. And first time catching a live, man. You know what I mean? I try to be prompt 12 p.m. and 3 p.m., you know what I'm saying, with the news. I know people be at work or, you know what I'm saying, on a lunch break. So I try to be courteous of people's time, you know what I'm saying? Because once y'all go home, forget about it, man. Y'all watching Love and Hip Hop and all kind of stuff, right? So salute to everybody, man, on the check-in, man. So we got some stuff to talk about. And y'all know how I always kick this transhumanism stuff, right? I always got to bring this up. You know what I'm saying? Some people be like, dang, Jay, where you going? Come on, man. But this is the truth, man. Like, this Mark of the Beast thing is in effect. All right? And we're going to talk about it. And I'm not going to fear monger, but I'm definitely going to bring y'all some news. And then we're going to talk about, it's crazy, man. It's a war on everybody. So a young lady had purchased a wig from Amazon, right? And she got sick. She got sick from the wig. Now, I'm going to tread lightly because I know how my sisters feel about their hair. So I'm going to tread lightly. But it's a lot of stuff going on, man. It's a lot of strange things going on. What y'all talking about in the chat, man? Let me see what's going on. Kay said, loving the consistency. Yeah, I gotta try to, I told y'all, I'm trying to meet a goal for at least 300 videos this year. So, you know, I've been slacking, you know what I mean? And I realized, like, the news is very important. And there's so much stuff that I could just, you know, I can't impact it into one video, you know? So, we're going to get it, man. We're going to get it done. So, salute to everybody. Shanta Bandy, what's popping? Tedros, what's going on? So, Elon Musk has been a prime factor for the new device, which is called Neuralink. Now, some people may agree with me, some people may not, and I'm going to be sensitive with this topic as well. But this Neuralink thing, I truly believe, is the mark of the beast, right? But Elon Musk is a prime factor in pushing this brain probe, okay, that is tapping into people's brains and giving them superhuman powers. Now, like I always talk about, you know, when it comes to transhumanism, which is actually a real thing, okay, and like I said, this is a whole direction of where they pushing everybody to go towards. You got transgenders, transhumanisms, trans whatever, transmissions, transams, everything's trans now, right? So I see that, you know, they're pushing us into this trans. You know what I'm saying? They ain't talking about preferences, but this whole mark of the beast thing is definitely real. Now, like I said to y'all the other day, I was at the gym and I saw a guy that was paralyzed, and I worded it wrong, but I saw a guy that was paralyzed, and I truly believe that people like him would be the prime factors of these devices, because, you know, why would they, you know, they, if they've been living with without having the ability to use their limbs for the longest, of course they're going to take the opportunity of putting this thing in their brain. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I kind of have a disagreement with that, because it's like, you know, granted, some people get into accidents and it's not their fault, you know, and, you know, stuff happens. But I don't know, man. It's treading crazy with that Mark of the Beast crap, man. It's crazy. Salute Philip C. What's popping? Oh, I got to shout somebody out. My bad. Isaiah, my man, Isaiah J, man. Salute to Isaiah J, man. Yeah, man. I hope you're on the check-in right now, man. Salute to you, dog. He said, for keep spreading the truth. Stay blessed. As always, man. I gotta spread the truth. You know what I'm saying, to the people, and tell them what's going on. You know what I'm saying? I'm the hoodest whistleblower, you know. There's not a ghettoer whistleblower than me. Ain't that how they be talking on YouTube? I'm the ghettoest whistleblower. Pause, you know. Alright, but let's take a look at this this Neuralink process. Now, this is a guy who is apparently the first individual to go through with the process of using the Neuralink. But we're going to talk about how I feel about this, and, you know, I get your opinions as well. But let's get to this video, though, y'all.
All right, we should be streaming live here. Hello, world. How's it going out there? My name is Bliss, and I'm an engineer at Neuralink. And I'd like to introduce you to the first ever user of the Neuralink device. And I think you're my only telekinetic friend that I have.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, not many more of those out there. You want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name's Nolan Arbaugh. I'm 29 years old. About 8 years ago, I was in kind of a freak diving accident and dislocated my C4, C5. So I'm a complete quadriplegic. So I'm paralyzed from below the shoulders. I have no sensation or movement below my level of injury, so below my shoulders. Yeah, that about covers it, right?
Do you want to introduce some of your dogs here? Let me flip
yeah,
the camera
absolutely.
So you guys can see. You got dogs all over the place.
Yeah, that's Montana. The one walking by is Grace. Gracie!
Gracie, come here.
Hi, Grace.
How's it going, Gracie? Yeah. All right.
This is what people
yeah, they're just here for the dogs. All right, yeah, so while he's been introducing himself, let me just flip the camera around so you can see what Nolan's been doing.
Yeah.
Let me come over here. Do you want to explain a little bit what's going on here?
Yeah, so I love playing chess, and so this is one of the things that y'all have enabled me to do, something that I wasn't able to really do much the last few years, especially not like this. I had to use like a mouse stick and stuff, but now it's all being done with my brain. If y'all can see the cursor moving around the screen, that's all me, y'all. It's pretty cool, huh?
Actually, can you pause the song just for the audio
absolutely.
Coming through? And that was also done with your brain?
Yep. It's all brain power up there.
Can you explain a little bit just to people who maybe don't have any context on this field or what's going on here? Yep. How are you able to actually move the cursor?
Yeah, so we started out with trying out a few different things. We basically went from what we call kind of differentiating like imagined movement versus attempted movement. So a lot of what we started out with was attempting to move. So I would attempt to move, say, my right hand, left, right, forward, back to and from there, I think it just became intuitive for me to start imagining the cursor moving. Basically, it was like using the force on a cursor, and I could get it to move wherever I wanted, just stare somewhere in the screen, and it would move where I wanted it to, which was such a wild experience.
This guy wants to know if you feel like a wizard.
Yeah, right. It's crazy. It really is. It's so
I feel like a wizard.
Okay, I think that's it for today. Anything else you wanted to add before signing off? We got more work to do. A lot to learn about the brain here.
Yeah, I mean, it's not perfect. I would say that we have run into some issues. I don't want people to think that it is like this is the end of the journey. There's still a lot of work to be done, but it has already changed my life. And I think that people who are thinking about saying applying for the human trials or are thinking about, you know, finding some way to help out with this, to, you know, do your part. That's the reason I got into it, was because I just wanted to help. I wanted to be a part of something that I feel like is going to change the world. I think, like, there's nothing to be afraid of with that. The surgery was super easy. I literally was released from the hospital a day later. I have no, like, cognitive impairments. Well, I guess none that were caused by the surgery.
I beat you in chess, like, once, so, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I do have a pretty good record in chess right now. As far as just, like, yeah. But, yeah, I just think that it's really awesome, and I want to thank Neuralink for doing this, for working hard every day to make this, you know, a reality. I think that they are going to change the world. Be a part of it. So thanks, guys. And I'm looking forward to releasing some of the working
on. Yeah, so I guess we're going to end here. But yeah, we're going to plan to release more in the coming days. So if you want to stay in touch with what's going on here and hear more from Nolan and his work, just follow along here on Twitter. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah. See y'all later.
Bye.
How y'all feel about it? I want to know what y'all think about this, man. I really want to know what y'all think about this, man. And if you catching this on the replay, I want to know how y'all feel about this. Because I just don't agree with the whole idea of playing God. I don't know. Maybe I'm stuck in the past. That guy Yuri, I wonder if I can find that video. The guy Yuri that works for the World Economics Forum, he just recently did a seminar, and he said that God is imagination, is imaginary. You know what I'm saying? And many people will agree with him. You know what I'm saying? But me personally, through my personal experiences, I know that there is a higher power, a creator. All right, a God, a Allah, whatever, it's the energy, whatever you want to call it, the source, the most high. I know that that exists from my personal experience. So I can't speak for everybody, you know what I mean? But Elon Musk, in my opinion, he's a fraud. Okay, he is a fraud, and he snuck his way to the top because his mother, all right, was involved in all of the bull crap back in the day. Y'all can Google it. I don't want to talk about it on here, but Elon Musk's mother is definitely in with them people, son. You know what I'm saying? So the reason why I call him a fraud, and this is my personal opinion, you don't have to agree with me, but the reason why I think Elon Musk is a fraud, because he stole the idea of Tesla from Nikola Tesla. Okay, that was not originally Elon Musk's idea. He just stole it and then said, yeah, I'm revamping it, bringing it back. Well, who gave you permission to do that? Except the people up top, right? They gave you the permission to do that. And this whole Neuralink thing, this is not even his idea. This came from Julian Huxley. Julian Huxley was the first person to issue in transhumanism. All right, and then they got the guy Neil Bissonnette or whatever his name is. I'm gonna pull it up real quick though. We're gonna talk about it because it's important, man. Like, you know, like I don't understand. These people think that they can just do whatever, you know, and that's you know, there's no consequences for it. I wanna know what y'all gotta say about it though. You know what I'm saying? I definitely wanna know what y'all got to say about it. Salute to Jackie Gines. I hope I'm saying your name right. Jackie Gines. She said, he could control this just as easily with eye tracking in the Apple Vision Pro. Wow. Yeah, you got a point with that. I was looking into that Apple Vision Pro thing, and yeah, it's kind of, it still got its flaws, but that's some crazy stuff, man. They said, chess is dope. Yeah, God, Shanta Bailey said, God most definitely on his way back. That's for sure. Jackie said, this video seems sus to me. No way I'm in a chair for 8 years and the first thing I do with it is play PS5. Yo, you got a hell of a point. Because here's the thing. Now, I know they were just using that for demonstration, but I mean, come on, man. Like, you know, and it's got its flaws too. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely got its flaws. But let's read this article here, y'all, real quick. So, this is the first guy that, now this guy here that y'all see, Neil Harbison. I'm sorry, I butchered his name. So Neil Harbison, and mind y'all, this picture, don't y'all see people wear their hair like this now? But this picture was like 2003. This is an old picture. This is from 2003. Now, Neil Harbison was the first person back then in 2003, I believe, to put this antenna in his head. Now, with this antenna, he was able to make phone calls. He could listen to music, play MP3s. Also, he was able to plan his day or whatever the case may be. It had Wi-Fi back then and all that stuff. But he was the first person to actually put this crap in his head. All right. And they call him a human cyborg. That's what they call him. So this is an article going on to say about, you know, why he chose to become the first cyborg. Right. And it was like he was missing some senses, like he was colorblind and all of that stuff. He couldn't smell. So he basically wanted to use this device. As y'all can see, he's here playing the piano. He wanted to use this device to actually accomplish certain things. And yeah, it says here it started in you started wearing your antenna permanently in 2004. So this goes back. You know what I'm saying? This goes back. Like, but Julian Huxley was the first person to actually issue in the idea of transhumanism, and it came from a Japanese architect. The same person who actually was in charge of the Stanley Kubrick film, Bionic Man. They took his story and made it into a movie. Now, I don't know. I got to kind of like be honest with y'all. Like, you know, this is some strange stuff, man. Like, putting anything in your head is definitely the mark of the beast. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely the mark of the beast. And then if you don't believe in God, right, what is the point of these people outliving the scriptures? Like, why are y'all trying to play God then? Like, if it's a mystery, right, why are y'all trying to play God? Unless it's all a hoax. And look who he's standing with, Marina Abramović. Wow, what a coincidence. A Satanist. Wow, though, look at God. Look at God, a Satanist. He's got his hand on her shoulder. I mean, can it be more blatant than this? I just want to know, can it be more blatant than this? You know what I'm saying? I don't know, son. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this, man. He said, I'm not wearing an antenna. I have an antenna. That is the main difference. I think that, you know, this is my personal opinion. They want everybody to be on this type of time, man. We all, believe it or not, the ones that are strong will not have the mark of the beast. And I'm not going to say we all, because we all ain't getting that crap. I know I ain't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know how to survive, you know what I'm saying, off a can of tuna. You feel me? I don't need McDonald's and Chipotle to eat. I know how to survive off a can of tuna and some rice. Alright? I can make it work. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? If I gotta go out there and fish, I will fish. Okay? I'll be a fish eating fool. You be tired of you be eating fish for 5 years straight. I'm tired of fish. Well, then drink some water. Like our parents used to tell us, ain't nothing in the fridge. You better drink some water and go to bed. Imran said, I think she eats, oh wow, I think she eats human flesh. Yeah, she eats feces, human flesh. She's a piece of work, man. She is a piece of work. Yeah, One True Sky. Salute. One True Sky said, LOL, straight. Simon B, thank you, man. I appreciate you, man. He said, only way for them to be like God is to have full control over the population's consciousness. The chips are essential for that. Same reason they're pushing VR. Our life is the ultimate form of VR. This is why it makes sense why everything is a simulation nowadays. You notice people have been getting crazier and crazier. And you ask yourself, why am I seeing more crazier people do weird stuff lately? It's, you know what I'm saying? It's something. You know what I mean? And you're not far off, Simon B. Salute to you, man. You ain't far off. Jen said she does spirit cooking. Yes. Yeah, man. And I just find it ironic that they, you know, they were together. And then, you know, with this whole Mark of the Beast thing and chipping your head, probing people and all of that wild stuff. I'm not jacking it, man. I'm not jacking it. Kyoko, what's popping? What's popping, Kyoko? BP in the building, what's popping? He said, hey, Jay, look at all the people who took that thing. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. And they got finessed. You know what I'm saying? Like I said in the live earlier, we all got finessed. You know what I'm saying? We all got finessed, bro. Rashad Houston said, they don't have real power. Let me get y'all up on the screen. They don't have real power, so they're panicking. Yeah, man. I mean, they're forcing it quicker, though. It seems like it's moving a lot faster, you know, because, you know, I try to show y'all videos about these people in the World Economics Forum and the United Nations and stuff like that, and YouTube does not respect that. So I know, like, I did a video on Scientology and the connection to Nation of Islam, and they suppressed that video. You hear me? They suppressed that. It was sad. I literally had it up for a few days, and I'm like, nobody's seeing this. Like, it's unbelievable. So I know certain things that, you know, are spoken about on this platform, and I'm saying it'll get dug under the ground, man. Yeah, a Purple Lover said, soon teleportation. Yeah, this is what I'm saying. All of this is a form of telepathy. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people are going to grasp to this because now we're in this new age, right? We're in this new age where people want to astral project and manifest themselves into something else. If they tell you, hey, just put this chip in your brain and you don't have to work anymore. You know, you can stay home and, you know, and be whatever you want to be. You know, you can create, you can live out your dreams. You can, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to worry about anything. Just take this $1,200 a month, okay? We're going to tell you how to spend it, all right? Put this chip in your brain. Don't leave this vicinity, okay? You're stuck here. Everything you need is right here, right? Everything you need is right in this 300 feet radius right here. You know, all your friends are there. Everybody's got it. It sounds like an episode of the Jetsons or Simpsons or some Futurama, some stuff like that, right? But it's real. You know what I'm saying? It really is real, man. Like, I just don't know, man. All right, so we all for that. Talk about something else, man. Now, I'm going to tread lightly for my black sisters out there. You know Jay love y'all, right? But y'all got to be very careful. So this young lady here had purchased a wig off of Amazon, right? And she caught a disease. Now, I don't know. A lot of people tend to use Amazon, you know what I'm saying, lately, right? But this is definitely an attack. And I want to be very real with y'all, right? And I could lose my channel for speaking on this. But being that China is threatening us with certain things, right? China is threatening us right now. We don't need to be buying nothing from China. I'm just being honest with you. You know, we don't know what's going on or if this stuff is a hoax or propaganda or if it's real. All right, but for sure, this is a sad situation. Now, I'm gonna play this video of what this lady said, and then we're gonna be talking about the seriousness of the attack on humanity. Let's get to it though, y'all.
It's 3 a.m. I'm in the hospital. because I bought a wig off of Amazon and I ended up with molluscum. So now I just laid it out, covered in lesions or whatever they're called. I don't know. But beware. Don't buy wigs off of Amazon.
Yo, man. Yo, y'all be careful out there, man. Including the fellas, man. I don't know. But I feel sorry for this young lady here, man. I ain't gonna lie, because let's look up what what she has though. Let's do some research, y'all. Because I've never heard of that. Mosculum. I don't know how to spell that. Mosculum contagiosum. Whoa, what the heck is this? Is an infection caused by a pox virus. The result of the infection is usually a benign, mild skin disease characterized by lesions that may appear anywhere on the body. Wow, what is caused by it? Wow. Symptoms. Let's go here. Usually the only symptom of MC is a number of small, firm, raised papules, spots on the skin with the characteristic small dimple in the middle. The spots are not painful, but can be itchy. So they giving out the measles. Mysteriously, they saying that the migrants got that too. The spots may develop in small clusters and can be spread across different parts of the body. They're most often found in the armpit, behind the knees, on the groin. MC can affect a person on more than one occasion, but this is uncommon. Ouch. I see something down here. It's mosculum and HPV. This is different from the human papillomavirus family that causes. Oh, okay, we getting the heck out of there. We don't talk about that. Salute to Xavier, man. Appreciate you, man. Thank you, Xavier, man. Appreciate you, my guy. Yeah, this is crazy though. This is crazy. What y'all talking about here, man? Eddie M said, "Is it for life? I don't know. I'm pretty sure, you know, she looked like she's in the hospital. So she's probably getting treated for it, but that's some crazy stuff to get that from a wig. You know what I'm saying? So if you do purchase, ladies, if y'all do purchase wigs from Amazon, just check, and I think you could check and see if it come from where it come from, like the manufacturer. So if it got like some weird Asian name or something like that, or if it say made in China, I wouldn't purchase that right now. You know what I'm saying? Just my opinion, you know. But hey, you know, it's everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Miss Key said they didn't play smallpox in the wigs. Lord have mercy. Oh man. Yeah, man. Salute to Eric Torrens, man. A viral skin infection that results in round, firm, painless bumps. Oh God, it's getting crucial out here. Oh man, it's getting crucial, man. Tedros, who's popping? He said, we sure she got that from the wig, though. I mean, she did say she ordered it from Amazon. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I don't know. I take her word for it. I don't think she's lying about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, why? What would benefit would she gain about lying about getting the wig that got her sick like this? I don't see her benefiting from that. So I don't know. Yeah, Recavelli said, don't purchase them at all. I was going to say that, but, you know, to each his own, man. You know what I'm saying? I told y'all, don't play with black women in their hair, son. Don't do that. Don't even talk about it. Fellas, don't talk about it, son. Just leave that alone, all right? Just leave that topic alone, son, all right? That go for my Caucasian women and the Hispanic women, the Indian, Blasian, all that. Yeah, just don't talk about their hair, son, unless they get it done for you. That's the only reason why. Other than that, leave that ish alone, all right? Okay. Salute the jokes on you, my guy. What's popping? He said, don't do it, y'all. Yeah. Yeah, man. Kyogo said, there's a lot of nasty stuff on Amazon and fake stuff. Yo, Malia said something earlier, too. She was like, people are becoming Temu fiends. Yeah, she said, facts. People obsessed with Temu scares me. I don't know where these companies are coming from, but every now and then they pop out of the woodworks. Y'all remember a couple years ago, everybody was on Wish. You know what I'm saying? Now they got some new stuff called Temu. All of these Asian companies are infiltrating America, stealing data. Because when you put your credit card information in your address to order from these daggone apps that's sending you stuff from Asia, they're collecting your data, son. They're collecting your data. Trust and believe that. I told y'all, they already found a spa police station in Manhattan. Full of Asian people. Like, what? I mean, come on now. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. Jay Nozy said, wigs equal horse tissue. I ain't know that. I don't know. I see y'all, man. I see y'all in the chat. Y'all saying Temu go hard. You know what I'm saying? My aunt loves Temu. Temu slaps. TikTok took over. Temu is out of China. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Purple Lover said in NYC. Yeah, you could look it up. It's they found a Chinese spa police station in New York City, in Times Square, I believe. And they was just chilling. You know what I'm saying? Chilling. You know? Infiltrating. You know, they wasn't committing no crimes besides infiltrating, but you know, yeah, man. Salute to everybody in here, man. You warning these guys and they steady cheering. Listen, man, King Cobra. Hey, listen, man. Some people just never get it, man. You know what I mean? You gotta let them learn on their own, man. That's what I realized doing YouTube. You can't lead a horse to water, man, and make them drink it, man. You know what I'm saying? You just can't, man. People just gonna have to do what they gotta do. You wanna learn? All right, learn. You know what I'm saying? All I could do is make or bring awareness to people that really care. You know, if I tell you, yo, don't go over there, son, it's a trap, and you say, man, ain't no trap over there, you don't see all that bag of gold over there, and you go walking your behind over there, bang, I told you. Ask Kel R, he said, these kids right now, they be on it. Yeah, they do, man. It's, you know, I'm not knocking nothing, man, but you know, you gotta be cautious, because that's the trickery. They know that you're not going to pay attention to the small details, right? When you download an app, you don't think about the terms and agreements. You just agree to let them use your microphone, right? And when you let them use your microphone and you start seeing ads popping up, like, how the heck did they know what I'm talking about? That's because they're listening to you, if you care. But half of y'all got Alexas in your house anyway, so it don't matter, right? You got a Ring camera that's listening to you. What are you going to do? What are you running from? You know what I'm saying? What are you running from? They got you already. They got us all. You're watching this on a cell phone? They got you. Okay? You got a smart TV? They got you. You got a laptop? They got you. All right? You got a new ID? You updated your ID? Guess what? They got you. They got you. So, you know, all we could do is stand firm on what we believe in and keep God first, man, because it's getting devilish and demonic out here. But salute to everybody in the chat, man. Salute to Mr. Colleen. He said, the devil is in the details. Exactly my point. You know what I'm saying? Exactly my point. Blueberry Blow Pop, what's popping? I ain't seen you in a hot one. People do spells on them wigs, she said. Yo, that's a good point, too. You never, listen, tread lightly with hair, son. I'm not going to go nowhere with that, but you know what I'm saying? You got to tread lightly, man. Gots to tread lightly out here. Chi-Chi said, I want to go back about 10 years. It doesn't make a difference if you go back. You're still going to meet this point. you're still gonna meet this point. Trust me, because it's gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna happen. But yeah, man, I appreciate all y'all, man, for being on this second live with me, man. And salute to the two live crew, all my peoples in here. Let me see if I can shout some of the people that's a part of the two live crew up in here before we head out. Say that ish. William Phillips, who else be up in here? Kyoko, what's poppin'? My man BP, I seen them earlier. Perfectly Imperfect, Shanta Bandy, C Note, Money Musa, what's poppin'? Big C, what's poppin'? Seam, my man Seam up in here. Isaiah Johnson, Xavier Jenkins. He said, look, oh shoot, look what he said. He said, Timu stole my credit card info. Wow. Wow. Wow, son. Oh, man. Oh, man, y'all. Timu stealing credit card information is wicked. Wicked, son. Man, yo. All right, man. I appreciate y'all, man. I hope y'all enjoy y'all day. I'm going to get to some work. I'm going to drop a video for y'all on Patreon later this evening. So y'all be sure to tune in. It's going to be a fascinating, fascinating video. If you on the Patreon and you want to check out Quiet on the Set, my review on it, I unlocked the link. I messed up. Y'all apologize for that. So we got it fixed and taken care of. You should be able to watch it now. Salute to everybody on the check-in, man. I love y'all, man. I hope y'all have a blessed week. Tomorrow, I hope y'all tune in. Tomorrow, we got a special live for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Be sure to tap in 12 p.m. We're going to get it done about 12 p.m. All right? So, salute to y'all, man. Oh, salute Kev Mack, man. Thank you, Kev Mack, for the support, man. He said, yo, appreciate you, Kev Mack, man. All right, y'all.